Master training. What is master training? How do we conduct master training? Where do we find master training? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the master training. How do we go about our own master training, and how do we go about master training others? How do we go about our own master training, and how do we go about master training others? First, if we are in master training, and we are in master training all of our lives, as we are in master training, we are at all times being the ideal practitioner. We are at all times being the ideal practitioner, first with ourself and then with our world. A master is always a master. Now, that you're in master training is that you are in the awareness of your mastership. You may know how to drive, but you're always improving your technique in driving, improving your skill, improving your ability to recognize that you are the ideal driver. Now, as a master, you are constantly revealing that you are the ideal master. There's nothing less than the ideal master. We are not a becoming master. We are not improving master. We are not getting better. We are not doing anything. We are the ideal master. Now, in one area alone, it's an interesting area. Being a practitioner, we look past all illusions, past all appearances, to the original ideal idea, to the original concept, to the original self that we are. Our original purity and integrity. Now, how can we look past to our original purity and integrity if we are stayed on appearances? If we are stayed on the illusions that every moment are forcing themselves into our attention? Now, say, for instance, I would like to be a master. And being a master is something we all would like to do. And we all are, but it's a matter of practice. It's a matter of putting that into practice, master training. So, one of the first things we run up against in being a master is that we look at others and we see them not doing masterful things. We see them not being the master that they are, and we want to tell them. Now, unless we are ourselves a grand master, and I can assure you, if you are a grand master, you do not see anything in your world to be improved, to be changed. You see it all in its original purity and integrity. You see it all ideal. There is nobody in your world who needs improvement. There's nobody in your world who needs to change their ways. This, of course, we find very unusual. find it so strange, because we do see in our world circumstances that could be improved. We do see conditions in our world that should not be in our eyes. We do see people who are not doing the right thing, and we do see ourselves. At all times, we do see ourselves at all times, and some of the time we see ourselves doing things that are not to our ideal liking. Now, what is mastership training all about? Master training. Master training is being the ideal practitioner. Looking beyond all and seeing the original purity and integrity. Now, as I am a master, I start out with myself. And I look at myself, and am I training myself to look beyond any appearance and see the truth, the original purity and integrity that lie behind whatever appearance I may see? Am I able to look through all of the illusions and allow them just to be illusions and pass away as I know they will, and only what remains is my original purity and integrity? Well, hey, what is my original purity and integrity? Well, the more you concentrate on the original purity and integrity that you are, that I am, the more I concentrate on the original purity and integrity that I am, the more I am that. For whatever I concentrate on, that is what I experience. Whatever I concentrate on, that is who my reality is, that is what my reality is, that's all my reality is. What I concentrate on is who and what I am. It's so simple and yet so specific and so positive and so dynamic and so wonderful, but it is true. It is true. Where do I stand on the threshold of mastership? Where do I stand on the threshold of beingness? Now, we don't train another in being a master. I've had the privilege of working with people from time to time who think that I am training them on being a master. And so when I give them the little tests that come along, they get all fired, anxious, and very angry and very upset about it. One young man wanted to train as a master, and I talked with him. And I said, a master sees another master. A master sees all in the world beautiful and good. A master sees only a reflection of itself in others. So if you would be a master, then you would see in all others their master qualities, their their master expressions, their master genius. You would see all in others fantastic. Now, can you do that? Can you do that? Well, the answer is yes, we can do that. Do we want to do that? The answer is, well, now that's the test of the master. The test of the master is whether you want to see the world ideal or whether you want to see the world with a little bit of work to be done. It's up to you. It's up to me. And if I want to see the world with some work to be done, then I will see areas of change, areas of improvement, areas where many things can be done and can be changed and can be improved so that all the people in the world will enjoy it very much. Well, this one young man that I was working with, he was a very astute and a very aware young man. Very alert, very positive, very dynamic, very wonderful. And he said to me, you know, I think that if these people would do this, or if this circumstance was that way, the world would be a lot better. And I said, well, what makes you think that? And he said, well, I just know it in my heart. I just know it in the goodness that I am, that if this change took place, the world would be a lot better. And I said to him, how can you, a master consciousness that you claim you are, how can you see any need for improvement anywhere in the world if you say you are a master, if you say you are living up to the highest and best that you are, if you say that all is in divine order, and you are the ideal practitioner looking beyond all appearances, all illusions, to the reality, to the original purity and integrity. I see the world. I see the problems. I see circumstances. That's right. You will see all those things that you create the world as experiencing, if that is what you want to experience. Are you the policeman for the rest of the world as far as putting their world in order? And the answer is no. You are not the policeman for anyone else, including yourself. Because the moment you start judging yourself, determining what you're doing is right and wrong, then you are no longer a master. You are a normal human being, wonderful as it may be. You are a normal human being seeing the world as a human sees it. Now, you might ask, how does a master see it? How does a master see it? Does he look beyond all? And does he see everything beautiful and good? Does he see everything pure and wonderful? No. There is perhaps where the rub comes. The master sees everything in its ideal format. Nothing to change, nothing to improve. Everything is and is. The master is unconditionally loving. The master does not judge anything another person does not judge anything that goes on in the master's world. A master only looks at all things and calls it good and very good. Now, to be a master it's a very simple thing, actually. We say it's not a simple thing, but it's a very simple thing. Being a master means you determine what values you want to put in motion for yourself. Now, the values are not all the world values that you understand and you heard about, but the one value, the value of unconditional love. If we have unconditional love for ourselves first, if we don't want to kick ourselves around the block for silly things we do, and if we don't want to say, oh darn, oh damn, why did I do such a terrible thing? If we stop doing that sort of nonsense, and we start saying, I am divine. All in my world is wonderful. All in my world is beautiful. I am a happy man. I am a happy being. I am happy, I'm happy, I'm happy. As we go around saying those things, then we lift up our consciousness to that reality, and we experience that reality, and that is the truth about us. The world about us to others may go through all sorts of conflicts, but not to us. Wherever we walk, flowers grow. Wherever we walk, life is beautiful. Wherever we walk, all is in divine order. Now, when we can have that sort of an attitude in our mind, then we are truly on the master path. Then truly we are revealing the master consciousness. And when we reveal the master consciousness, there is nothing to change, there is nothing to improve, there is only that to enjoy. Then the teaching that we espouse so strongly, be yourself and have fun. That simple teaching can only happen in the life of a master who is unconditionally loving and sees all things from that divine point of view within the master consciousness. And as a master consciousness sees from a master consciousness only sees another master consciousness. So all about this master in training, all about this master in training, the master in training is becoming aware that all about him, everyone is a master. Everyone is whole and perfect. Everyone is ideal. Everyone is divine. Everyone is beautiful. The master comes to this awareness and realizes that it is so, and truly it is so. Master in training? Master training? Is there such a thing as a master training? Do we need to reveal our own reality, our own divinity, our own original purity and integrity? It's always there. We're only revealing it to ourselves. And as we reveal it to ourselves, we feel the most wonderful, the most grand, the most fulfilling attitude that we could ever know in our life. Have a lovely day, and know that you're not a master in training. You are a master seeing all your world good and very good. I love you. I love you. I love you.